At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I was your past,
even for you as an example, tremendous amount of Homeland Security money.
Oh,
tremendous
definitely.
Amount. It's going to keep the border secure because, you know, we have them secure now. But we need to build more wall. I built almost 600 miles of wall. We need more wall. And all of that's covered in this bill. This bill is amazing for everybody. It's an amazing bill for Florida, too. Really great for Florida.
You heard the concerns about the Medicaid, though, cuts, though, Mr.
No,
President.
No, we're not going to be playing with Medicaid.
An estimated
only
11.8
waste, fraud,
million
and abuse.
Americans could lose
yeah,
their
the
coverage.
Democrats have it wrong.
Promise?
Yeah. Waste, fraud, and abuse. In fact, if you look at what's gone on, we've gone way back. We take care of Medicaid. We take care of Medicare. They will blow Medicare and Medicaid because they have no idea what they're doing. Just like they don't have any idea what they did on the border, they have no idea. Medicaid is in big trouble with the Democrats.
So you can promise anyone who loses their health care coverage, that is because of waste, fraud, and abuse?
Waste, fraud, only waste, fraud, and abuse, which is what everybody wants.
President Trump standing outside after landing in Florida in the Everglades at Alligator Alcatraz, talking about the big, beautiful bill. When he landed and was commenting on that, it hadn't passed yet. But in the process of there to where they went inside and they ended up having a press conference, a huge Florida delegation there surrounding him, flanking him. Again, when we're talking about the current state of the, I'm looking at the Dow right now. Everything is, gosh, I shouldn't even say it out loud. Everything is good. When you look at the Florida future, it's not fair. It isn't fair. There are just some places that have their act together. Hopefully the influx of socialist evading New Yorkers into Florida doesn't screw that up.
I thought it was really cool. This is a little bit beside the point, but it's related to the Alligator Alcatraz stuff. Watching President Trump stand with DeSantis today.
Yeah.
Those guys fought hard. I mean, Rubio and Trump fought hard
JD
in 2016.
JD Vance called Trump Hitler.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
But I mean, to your point, he wants to get the job done. Who wants to help Trump get the job done? Come on.
Well, I think what was cool about watching it is not just that, hey, they're getting along. They were really on the same page. They were
hugging. They were playing tag.
Were they hugging? I didn't see the hugging.
They were playing like Frogger.
See, this seems like a joke to me. I don't think they really were playing Frogger.
Do you have a hard time with comedy?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get bad jokes.
Okay. Already.
No, but it was, so watching Trump stand with DeSantis,
yeah.
Usually you'd think, oh, Trump is going to want the spotlight. He's not going to want to let Meatball Ron speak and whatever.
Meatball, I forgot about that one.
But he didn't. DeSantis actually led that press conference more than Trump did, and Trump would just kind of fill in. It was just a dynamic between two guys that I hadn't seen.
Here's the brilliance of it, though. When Donald Trump does that, he's proving everyone wrong again and again. But watching Donald Trump stand on that tarmac or whatever it is at Alligator Alcatraz, surrounded by people who were his arch nemesis in a primary. He didn't even debate him because the primary was his essentially to have, and he knew that. He had the political acumen to understand that. And now they're together standing there, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis in Florida, pushing forward really possibly the number one issue that President Trump ran on, which is securing this country again from the illegal immigration that was invited by the Biden administration. Let's get to our guest. Excited to have Paul Perez on the show with us, president of the National Border Patrol Council. Paul, it's an honor to have you here on the show with us. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Of course.
I really, really appreciate it.
I want to give you the opportunity. Talk to us a little bit about your perspective, where you're coming from and what you do and what this administration has done specifically to secure a border and to fulfill a promise that they made to the American people when they asked for their vote.
Sure. I can tell you that for the past 28 years, I've been on the front lines. I've been doing this job. And, you know, under the first term of President Trump, we had a very, very secure border, and he left everything to where Joe Biden wouldn't have had to do anything but just continue the operations he had. Instead, what Joe Biden did was completely dismantle all the policies and everything that he put in place, which led us to the most unsecure border in the history of this country. Now, what we're asking for under the big, beautiful bill that just passed in the Senate, by the way, is the funding that we need to make sure that we can actually gain operational control of the border. It's going to help us quite a bit. We're going to make sure it's the most secure border in the history of this country, which in just 4 short months, we got the border secure again under President Trump, because he changed the policies, and that's all he needed to do. Now we got to maintain operational security, operational control of the border, and this will give us the tools that we need.
We're speaking with Paul Perez. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. Talk to me about the difference of the job, the daily responsibilities of a Border Patrol agent under Joe Biden and a Border Patrol agent under Donald Trump.
Sure. Under Joe Biden, for those 4 years, we essentially became a hub for processing the bodies that were being allowed to not only enter the country, but be released into the country. So we were nothing but glorified babysitters. Our agents were not able to patrol. They were not able to interdict, intercept, or deter. They became babysitters. We became processors. As a matter of fact, our former chief, he's no longer the chief of the Border Patrol, he compared what we were doing to what he wanted to see more efficiently. He said, hey, I want us to process the way Chick-fil-A handles their drive-thrus. And so that was, you know, a kick in our rears, because we had the leader of the Border Patrol, the chief at the time, who, again, we're all glad he's no longer with us as our chief. We got a way better chief now. He's great. But he compared us to Chick-fil-A workers, and that's what they wanted to see going through the Border Patrol station. So that was the Biden open border policy that we had. Now under Trump, we're actually able to do the job that we signed up for, which is law enforcement. We're out there patrolling. We're out there interdicting. We're out there deterring and intercepting. And so our numbers have gotten to record lows. In the history of this country, we've never had the numbers that we have now. And that's indicative of the leadership that President Trump brought to the Oval Office.
We're speaking with Paul Perez right now, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. What kind of time have you particularly spent on the border? Like, what are the things that you've seen that you're aware of that folks like us, we're in St. Louis, Missouri. We know that every state became a border state under the last administration. But what was really happening on the southern border that Americans just haven't fully realized?
So look, we were fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with members of Congress down here on the border, and we brought senators and congressmen from all corners of the country, because they believed that every border was a border state because of what was going on down here. So just so your listeners know, the border is controlled by the cartels on the Mexican side. So nothing happens on the Mexican side without the permission of the criminal cartels. They control who crosses, when and where, and as well as what crosses. So not only people, but narcotics and money and guns going south. So what they had was this lawlessness because they took us off of the line. The Biden administration, they took the agents off the line and they put us in these processing centers because they wanted us to expedite the release of all of the people that were turning themselves in. We weren't even having to chase them down. They were turning themselves in. And as silly as it sounds, they drove taxis and Ubers to our offices to turn themselves in. So what happened was the cartels gained control of the entire border from San Diego all the way to Brownsville.
Wow.
And they were flowing freely. Now with President Trump, they're running scared because he's put the policies in place that allow us to go out. We've got the military. We've got the National Guard here in Texas. We've got a whole of government approach that's able to take back control from the cartels. So it's night and day between what happened with President Biden and what's happening with President Trump now.
I'm reading from a CNN World headline, a Sinaloa highway discovery just within the last 24 hours. This report has come through. Mexican authorities discover 20 bodies, some decapitated, on the Sinaloa highway. Is this the capacity of these Mexican cartels that you're saying were running the border?
They are barbaric. They are, you know, some of the things that they do are just medieval type barbaric acts. So decapitations, skinning people alive, you know, burning them alive in dipping them in vats of acid. Anything that you can think of that can inflict pain emotionally and psychologically, they will do just to make sure that no one crosses them. And they do this in Mexico to make sure that they control every level of government, the police, the military, and the government as a whole, because if you don't play with them, then they will kill you. And that's the fight that you know, no president has been willing to take on. President Trump's not afraid of the cartels. He knows that the cartels control everything from the fentanyl that's coming into the United States to the human trafficking, the alien smuggling. It all goes down to what the cartel was allowed to do under previous administrations, including, but more specific to the Biden administration, because he waved the white flag and allowed them to do whatever they wanted.
Man, we're speaking with Paul Perez right now. That's gut-wrenching. It's terrifying. That reality, that is a reality for folks. That's not like if we don't do this, this is going to happen. This is what is already happening right now just south of our border. I can think of stories that I've heard come out of the Middle East that are on par with that type of barbarism. Is that type of gang ability in the United States right now?
It is to a certain degree. The cartels go after the people that they do business with. The only reason that they won't engage in that type of acts with U.S. citizens, with people here in the country, is because of the fear that they have that they will be specifically targeted by the Trump administration, which he's doing already in Mexico. He's already designated them as foreign terrorist organizations, which gives us the opportunity as a government to go after them. But they have not, because of the great work by law enforcement on this side of the border, local, state, and federal, it's what's keeping the cartel from running amok here in the United States. We have to support our law enforcement because that's what keeps our country safe.
Last question for you, Paul Perez. Part of that supporting our law enforcement is making sure they have the funding that is necessary. You mentioned it briefly there, but the bill has passed out of the Senate, going back to the House. We'll see what that fight looks like here. It's imminent in the House at this point. What would this bill do? How would the Border Patrol be able to?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Level up what they're doing if that funding comes through.
It will allow us to complete the wall that President Trump had already authorized us to build, but President Biden stopped on day one. So we'll be able to complete the wall. We'll be able to finish it. It has enough money in there that we won't have to go back to Congress and ask for more money for the funding of the wall. So it allows us to complete the wall. It will get us more vehicles and technology than we've ever had. We have a serious problem with our vehicle fleet because it's old and because the Biden administration paid no attention to what our fleet needs were. This gives us the ability to buy thousands of more vehicles that we can actually use to patrol the border. It gives us the technology funding that we need to make sure that we have eyes on all areas of the border. So it also allows us to retain and recruit more agents that will allow us to secure the border even better once the military is gone.
Paul Perez, it's been a pleasure having you on our show. Thank you for the time today, and we'd love an update as this continues to progress. We'd love to have you come back.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. The president of the National Border Patrol Council with some really detailed information about what is real, what is reality, and what is in store for us if we act and if we don't. We're going to take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. At this point, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? Vance, Rubio, Sarah Sanders out of Arkansas, somebody who's been very familiar with the White House working under Trump's first term as well, or someone else. I don't know. Maybe it's Ron DeSantis. Maybe you really, really like Jeb exclamation point. Everybody is welcome in the YouTube comments. Come tell us what you think. We'll be right back.
I thank God every day.
You're listening to
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.